name and your ADC number, sir.
Dennis Eddy, 053476.
Okay, Mr. Eddy, I believe that Mr. Johnson, you want to do him, sir?
Yes.
The Honorable Mr. Johnson will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
Good morning, sir. Are we all ready to go? Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record again, please?
Dennis Eddy, 053476.
So this is a parole hearing for Mr. Dennis Eddy, ADC number 053476. This is for a absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Looking at the information that we actually have here, he is currently serving three sentences, which right now are all running concurrent. One is for a burglary first degree, which was a life sentence. One was for theft, and one was for aggravated assault, and these sentences are running consecutive to a previous sentence that he has served. He does have a release plan. He says that he has been trying to find a place to parole to after 30 years of marriage. His wife filed for divorce, which became final in October 2016. He says by law, he can obtain ex-spousal Social Security benefits, and said they would like to go back to school for business management. He does have an extensive record, several pages of violations that he's received while he's been incarcerated. There are five pages of disciplinary actions that he's received since he's actually been incarcerated, and actually it's kind of alarming, but he did in March of 17, he was found guilty of a major for disobeying a verbal. He also had one in June of 17 for disobeying a verbal, which was informally resolved. He had another major for disobeying a verbal in January of 17, and also in July of 16, he had a minor disorderly conduct he was found guilty of. And then in 16, he has another major, which was refusal to do programming. He actually became before this board, and he waived the hearing in 91, 92 for 412B. And then he had a special hearing in 95 that was not recommended to the governor. This is actually an incident that involved a burglary, at which time the victim, Mr. Pitcher, was coming out of the restroom, found someone in his house that approached him. At that time, he was shot by the defendant, Mr. Eady. So, Mr. Eady, what happened?
I want to open that.
It just switched 30 seconds ago.
Okay, let's try again.
Mr. Eady, can you hear us?
We can use Skype. It'll be fine.
Let's see what's going to happen now.
slow on technology.
I was looking through it, and all of a sudden, I looked up. I was like,
oh, where'd you go?
He's on the main screen.
Yeah.
Commercial break. Mr. Nell said we have some cartoons for the kids coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids want
that. Huh?
We need a cartoon.
I look at cartoons, something like these kids look at cartoons now. I don't even know what they are. You know, it's different cartoons. Ain't no Bug Bunny or Roadrunner.
There's no Bug Bunny.
There's no substitute for Bugs Bunny, ladies and gentlemen.
It's different now.
This is CG right in the boardroom. We're having some technical problems. It's not, the video is not working. It just went dead on us, froze on us, and now it's not working. Okay, thank you.
Take a break from the recording?
Yeah, I think so.
It's 10:34 a.m. on October 16th, 2017, and we'll return to our recording shortly. We're having technical difficulties.